Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just give God all thanks and praise today. Hallelujah. It is April 17th, 2024. Glory be to God. And we give God all praise. Happy Wednesday. Yes, it's Wednesday. And it is a day of glory and honor to God. It's a day that we will rejoice and give God glory in. Amen. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We make that choice today to be glad, to give God glory, and to rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to Word for Today. I thank the Lord for you that you're taking the time to hear us today, and well, to hear me today. And I thank you for your presence. We have been studying and looking at what it means to be kingdom livers and what it means to be living in the kingdom. And kingdom living is, that's right, you know it, faith, hope, love. That's right, faith, hope, love. We have the faith of God. We have a hope in Jesus. And we love all. That is the key to our victorious living in this world, living in the kingdom of God in this world, being not of the world, but being in it to be the examples of what it means to be in Christ, to live gloriously and abundantly as Jesus would have us to live today. So, we've been talking about all week about different things that faith, hope, and love brings us into. And I know yesterday I said several times about living the commandments of Jesus and walking the way that Jesus has showed us, that Jesus has showed us a way to walk. He's given us some commandments to live by. And we have commandments throughout the New Testament that we have to transform our minds to live by. So we're going to look at these commands and these instructions that were given directly by Jesus and those given by different ones, Paul and Peter and John and all the disciples, the ones that, and Paul was wrote most of the New Testament, so it'll be a lot from Paul. So this morning, I wanted to jump into 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. And I'm going to start at verse 6. And I hope that you will go back and read from the beginning and then read down into chapter 6. I'm going to read from 6 and 7. And just because of the day and time that we live in, I wanted to reiterate this so that we aren't living in a certain way. So let me read the scripture, and then I'll get into it. excuse me. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. And I'm reading from the New Century Version, and then I'm going to read from the Passion Translation. And it says, "This is why I remind you to keep using the gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. Now let it grow as a small flame grows into a fire. God did not give us a spirit that makes us afraid, but a spirit of power and love and self-control." A spirit of power, love, and self-control. It says the spirit that God has given us does not make us afraid. Glory to God. Does not make us afraid. So we have a choice to live afraid and in fear and cowering, or we have the choice to live by the Spirit of God that is in us in power and love and in self-control. Now, that word self-control also can be translated from the Aramaic as revelation light or instruction. Glory to God. Revelation light or instruction. So we can live, we can say this way, that we have a choice that we can live by the power of God that's in us, by the Holy Spirit, in power, in love, and with revelation light for our lives. Glory to God. Or for instructions for our lives. That the Holy Spirit of God has given us is giving us instruction. Glory to God. You can choose to live in fear and have it paralyze you and tell you not to do this and not to do that. And, you can't go here and, you can't move there. You can't afford this, or you can't give that away, because if you give that away, you won't have this, you know. Or if you do help that person, you won't have something, you know. But that is not what God has called us to live in. God has not called us to live in fear. God has not caused us to be terrified. See, and that's what the enemy wants. The enemy wants us to be terrified just to live. It wants us to live like fear is normal. It's not normal. Not for a believer. Not for a child of God. It's not normal. It's not what God has given us. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Now, yes, God gives us common sense to use, and God gives us the Holy Spirit to help us, to help and guide us and protect us, to keep us out of situations that we would get harmed, to keep us out of circumstances that we would get harmed or destroyed. And so that's why it's so important that we listen to the Holy Spirit to help us to move in the right way. But you cannot live being afraid and being in fear of the things that's going on in this world today. We, as children of God, are informed people. We are informed by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. Informs us about all the things that are going on today. We know what's happening. We know what's going on. And so therefore, this is why it's most important that we stay close to God and be able to hear the voice of God and be able to move when God tells us to move, and not be afraid to move, not be afraid to speak. God has given us an assignment. Each one of us have been given an assignment to do what God has called us to do. You remember when I think it's in Matthew, where the women went to the tomb. And they were speaking to each other and talking about who's going to move the stone for us. And because the tomb was covered with a big stone. And so they were wondering who was going to move the stone. And when they got there, there was an angel sitting on top of the tomb. And he said, "Who are you looking for? Who are you looking for? Why are you here? Did Jesus tell you he wasn't going to be here? Didn't Jesus tell you that after 3 days he was going to rise? Why y'all here? Don't be afraid." The first thing he said was told to them was, "Do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. We have to do what God has called us to do." And the second thing he said, he gave them a command. The first command was, "Do not fear." The second command was, "Go and tell my disciples." Hallelujah. Go and tell my disciples. We have to go and tell our disciples. Who is it that we're supposed to tell? Who is it that we are to minister to? Who is it that we're supposed to help? Who is it that we're supposed to give the word to? And that can be in all forms. That means maybe God has told you and given you a book to write. Maybe God has showed you that develop some kind of nonprofit to help people. That's the message that God wants us to get. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has given us a spirit that has power, love, and gives us instruction, self-control. We have to learn how to live by the Spirit of God that's in us. The Holy Spirit is in us to lead us and to guide us. We have that resurrection power in us. We have the fullness of the love of God in us. Glory to God. That love that overflows, that love that gives us the power, that empowers us through the Holy Spirit to know all things. Glory. God has given us instruction or revelation light for our lives. Don't be afraid. Do what God has instructed you to do. Now, don't be afraid means don't allow fear to silence you, for one. Don't allow fear to stop you. Because if it does, if it stops you, if it silences you, then the enemy is won. But if you just go, keep moving, if you keep taking steps with the power of God in you, with the love of God in you, and with the instructions of God that has been given to you, the fear will dissipate. But you're going to have to move even though you feel fear, even though your hands are a little sweaty, even though your knees are shaking a little bit. You're going to have to move. God's not going to move you. You're going to have to make that move. And as you move, the fear would disappear. The fear would dissipate. You know, I think it's called acronyms. A fear is false evidence appearing real. Fear. False evidence appearing real. It's false. The evidence is false. It's just trying to get you to stop. It's just trying to get you to shut up. It's just trying to get you to keep from going forward. Do not fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit that is full of power that's in you and filling you. A spirit that is filling us with love every single day and filling us with the love of God. And a spirit that will enlighten us, that will give us instruction for everything that we have to do. Revelation light for our lives. Rely on the Spirit of God that is in you, which is the fullness of the Godhead. One of the commandments of Jesus given to us by Paul. God has not given us a spirit of fear, false evidence appearing real. The Holy Spirit is in us, and we are filled with power, love, and self-control. Hallelujah. It is so it is, and so we let it be in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love you. And Jesus loves you so much more. Have a glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. and I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.